This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. We've been reporting recently about these huge power outages in India. And with challenges like that, some folks were a little surprised when India's prime minister just announced a mission to Mars. India's Space Research Organization plans to launch its Mars orbiter in November 2013. Reporter Rahul Tandon is with us from what I understand is a bustling street in Calcutta. Hello.
Very glad to be with you.
Is launching this orbiter just a prestige thing for India? Why does the country want its own Mars satellite?
I think it's a question that many people are really asking here. I think there was a sense of surprise when the Indian Prime Minister announced that this mission was going to take place at the end of November 2013, landing hopefully on Mars in 2014. And I think, speaking to some analysts here, the feeling is it is about prestige. It's about India emerging on the world stage. It's about India competing very much with its neighbor, China, as well. And I think that is the motivation behind a project that is costing around $80 million, but also one that I think is raising a number of questions. It was only a few weeks ago that 600 million people in India didn't have electricity.
Right.
And many people here are saying, is a mission to Mars what this country really needs at the moment, or should that money be going on infrastructure?
Could there be any economic benefits from it back home, from investing in a Mars orbiter?
I suppose that one of the things is confidence. There could be some scientific fallout from it as well in terms of the technology. And I think the Indians are saying, those involved in the space program, that $80 million may sound like a huge sum of money. But when India needs $1 trillion in infrastructure, this $80 million wouldn't make much of a difference here. So that's the argument they're putting forward. I'm not sure that people really are buying it here at the moment.
In the U.S., we like to give fun names to our satellites and the rovers that we hurl into space. Is India's Mars orbiter going to have a name, do you think?
I'm sure that the Indians haven't been too adventurous, I think, when it comes to names. So maybe there's something that they could learn from you Americans there. So let's see what name they actually decide to get this for. I think, to be perfectly honest with you, people in India, there is a tendency here for things to slightly run a little bit behind schedule. I don't know if many of your listeners will remember the Commonwealth Games that took place here. So I think rather than naming it first, most Indians are hoping that it manages to go up on space on time, really. They don't want another embarrassment where the Prime Minister stands up, announces a grand plan, and then we see that instead of November 2013, it goes off in 2014.
Reporter Rahul Tandon for us very much, as you can hear, in Calcutta. Great to talk with you.
Lovely to talk to you.